funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
Peace be with you. Sisters and brothers, good morning. Today we celebrate Respect Life Sunday, beginning of October, and we celebrate and pray the entire month for a renewed respect for God's creation, not ours. And so let us humbly enter into these mysteries of life, this mystery of God's love, the mystery of Him renewing our lives with the mentality, of Jesus Christ, let us call to mind our sins. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you have given us the consolation of the truth. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd, leading us into everlasting life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, who in the abundance of your kindness surpass the merits and the desires of those who entreat you, pour out your mercy upon us to pardon what conscience dreads and to give what prayer does not dare to ask. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Habakkuk. How long, O Lord? I cry for help, but you do not listen. I cry out to you, violence, but you do not interfere. Why do you let me see ruin? Why must I look at misery? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and clamorous discord. Then the Lord answered me and said, write down the vision clearly upon the tablets so that one can read it readily. For the vision still has its time, presses on to fulfillment, and will not disappoint. If it delays, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not be late. The rash one has no integrity, but the just one, because of his faith, shall live. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you have through the imposition of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and love and self-control. So do not be ashamed of your testimony to our Lord, nor of me, a prisoner for your sake, for his sake. But bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. Take as your norm the sound words that you heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Guard this rich trust with the help of the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink? You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we are obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
I was looking to record, and the app that came up with the stocks, I don't know how to get to the recorder, so I don't think you want to hear about the stock market this morning. It's kind of sleepy anyway, so. Sisters and brothers, today we commemorate the Sunday of Respect Life. For any pastor, it's, over the years, has not been an easy topic, because all of us are sinners. Our Holy Father himself said that. When they asked him, "What is your name?" he said, "I'm a sinner." We all have fallen short of the glory of God, but we're all called to something greater. And so any remarks I say today are not meant aimed at anyone, at our own personal sins. We're here as sinners and saints because we want to. We know that God wants more of us, and that we can give more. So when I talk today, I really want to almost give a commentary on the society that we live in today. The society that is tainting, and in some cases destroying, our Christian life and values. And that is my intent as I begin. What's the problem? Where does the problem begin with the life issues that they have been relegated to the judicial system, to the legislative system, and that we have bought into it? So many of us have bought into the mentality of this world. The first commentary I would give for us, and it's not a commentary as much as it is a call to renew ourselves today in the life that God has called us to be and to give. The first comment is a loss or a denial of God Himself. Oh, sure, we'll all say, I believe in God. Well, proof is in the pudding. If we say we believe in God, that means a lot of things. It doesn't mean pick and choose. It means a lot of things. The mustard seed. Put your faith, that little bit of faith in God, and let Him water the plant and let it grow. We have a loss of sense because of that, of being in relationship with God. And so God can become a concept. God can be something that I can study, that I can listen to lectures on, and satisfy my intellect. I do believe in God. But as many have said, the longest journey in the world is from the head to the heart, to where the intellect, the knowledge of God, impacts what I do. That's the journey that each one of us is called to make. In reference to that, I want to say clearly that life is a gift. Life is pure gift. And it is the gift that all of us share in common. And isn't it interesting, sisters and brothers, that the one gift that all of us share together, the most battles and the greatest division is fought over the issues of life today. The very thing that we hold in common, the very thing that is total gift to us, we fight over. And that's because we've lost a sense of God. And so the power that God is, the power of love, is relegated to a human system of courts and legislators to tell us what is life and what is good and what is evil, what is possible and what is not possible. God has breathed life into each one of us. And as I was preparing this, I thought of this distinction, because language is very important. Words are very important. You did not create your children. God did. At the moment of creation, He said, go and multiply. Go and, I could use the word, reproduce. But you don't create. We do not create children, as we do not create bishops, as we do not create our spouses. They are gifts. Only God can create. And if we understood and appreciated the gift that, first of all, I am to myself, that God has given me the gift of myself, the more I can appreciate that and, first of all, understand it, at least to try to grasp it, the better I can understand the issues of life together today. I may have presented this short prayer to you before, but I'm going to do it again, and I see our communication team here. I'd like this to go up on our Twitter and website tomorrow. There's a prayer from a famous German theologian during the time just before the Second Vatican Council, who used this as his morning prayer. He says, in every moment, or he used the word unceasingly, in every moment I receive myself from your hands. In every moment I am your gift. Have you ever stopped to think of that? To absorb that. In every moment, I am God's gift. That should put a smile on our faces. This is my truth and my joy. The truth of who I am is that I am gift of God. In every moment, your eyes rest upon mine, and I live by your gaze, O my Creator and my salvation. Teach me in the silence of your presence to understand the mystery that I am. And furthermore, the fact that I exist through you, before you, and for you. If we could take time to absorb that, and that's why I'll give it to you, just to take time each day to think about that. You see, if we understood that ourselves, how much more respectful we would be to the child in the womb. I didn't create that child. You didn't create that child. He or she is a gift, and therefore has the right to exist, to be before God, and to be for God. Simple language, but true reality, profound reality. And so what is my relationship with God? A concept, an almighty figure, or a true lover of humankind, a true father, a true God of mercy and love, who can forgive any sin? If I can take hold of that today, sisters and brothers, if every Catholic, if every Christian could live that reality alone in the silence of their own being, what a different world we'd have. The second concept or reality: we have lost a sense of the salvific truth of Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus? Is he just someone who had some nice things to say about forgiving your enemies, which is not easy to do? Is he just the nice guy that said, love one another, and we never do it anyway? Is he just a person who came and said nice things? Or is he, as he himself said, the way, the truth, and the life, and there is no other? He's not one prophet among others. He is the way, the truth, and the life. There are many, many, many thousands and thousands of gospels circulating in our world, and the noise of those gospels come into our homes day after day. And our children, unfortunately, are being allowed to be bombarded by these messages. And they're confused, no wonder. But do they ever hear from you, their parents, or from us, that God loves you immensely? You are a treasure. Listen to Him. We don't need to listen to everything that comes through the airwaves or the radio waves or the internet waves. We cannot substitute the theories and the gospels of this present age for what we have been given as the treasure to enlighten and guide our lives. We have forgotten that there is an eternity. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Here, but also, no one comes to the Father but through me. We have forgotten to understand eternal life. We live in a dark time, sisters and brothers, but the light of the gospel is not snuffed out. The proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, his truth, and what he wants of us in our human dignity is not snuffed out. It's not been given very good witness to by any of us, but it's still there. It is still his gospel. It is still something that we, through God's grace alone, are called to come to. Because of that, because we have lost the true sense of God, the simplicity of God in our lives, and we have allowed other gospels to creep into our mentality, we therefore have lost another core value as human beings, and that is the commandment of Jesus to love one another. And so we have been destroyed and are being destroyed on television, let's put the facts out there, day after day, in our relationships, flip from one channel to the other, and I won't go to who. It's like, do you even share the same life? Do you share the same God? Even though you may not believe, but do you share God's gift of life? We're destroying each other. We are destroying each other. So why not destroy life at its beginning? Why not snuff out life at the beginning, at the end? Why not block life from ever coming to be? We have no sense of relationships. You know, there's two fundamental things that help me. Two things that Jesus said. One, he gave as a commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. No greater love than to give your life. That was a commandment. He also prayed, Father, may they all be one. That was a prayer, not a commandment. In our world today, look at what we do. We try to command unity. In other words, you must think the way I think. And if you don't, I can't love you. I can't talk to you. You're an enemy. That's not what Jesus taught us. What Jesus said is, love your enemies, love those who persecute you. Then the gift of unity, the gift of a change of mentality among all of us, will be a gift from the Holy Spirit, not something that I can create. I can be used, as St. Francis, whose feast day we celebrated last week, I can be an instrument of God renewing the face of the earth. I can be an instrument, but I cannot do it. I cannot create a new world. Only God can do that. Jesus, St. Paul said very clearly to the Christians in Rome, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove that the will of God is, so you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good, acceptable, and perfect. Do not conform to the mentality of this world, but be transformed by the message of Jesus Christ, by relationship with him. You know, so many in our world, even in our own Catholic Church, they place their values in human laws. The government said it's okay. The Supreme Court said it's okay. I hate to tell you, but there's a historical lesson that laws change. Governments come and fall. But that's why Jesus said, my word is eternal. It is always there. And so for us, it is a life of pro-choice. Do I want to choose the truth? Do I want to choose what is permanent and will endure into eternity and guide my life that way? Or do I want to conform to laws that could change next year, 2 years from now, 10 years from now, like the wind blowing and changing whatever suits us today? And I want to say to the young people, it's time for you, especially, to make choices. Do I want to follow Jesus Christ and his truth, that he is true, and get to know him better in a true relationship, and through him get to know how much God loves you? Or do I want to follow a convenient message, which is easy, but will also destroy the fiber of our lives? And so, sisters and brothers, Let us be people who respect life from the moment of conception until natural death. Let us not give in to an easy message that we can take care of a problem, or that we'll take care of you and help you alleviate your pain at the end and just let you go. We need to be brave saints, courageous saints, especially at the end. Let God be God. Let God be my Father. Have that faith the size of a mustard seed, and let God grow in the beauty of my life. We pray for each other. We pray for us because we are sinners. But we encourage one another through mercy and forgiveness, that we all can move this world toward a better way and a better end. And what can unite us more in a more unified world, in a more unified country, is that every human life is created by God at the moment of conception, and that it belongs to God throughout the life, number of years that God gives it, and it is God's to determine when He wants us back home. And now let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. God knows what our joys are, our hopes, and our fears. In complete trust, then, let us bring our needs and prayers to our Father.
For our Holy Father, Francis, our Bishop, Michael, and all bishops, priests, and deacons, may they take courage to proclaim the gospel of life and encourage us to be proclaimers and defenders of all life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For public servants, may God grant them humility, wisdom, and courage to defend all human life. We pray to the Lord. For the times that we are pressured to compromise respect for human life, may the Lord strengthen our courage and resolve. We pray to the Lord. For expectant mothers whose hearts are troubled, may they receive helpful, loving support for themselves and their baby. We pray to the Lord. For the times we doubt the value of our lives, may we rest in the awareness that we are infinitely loved and that God has a plan for our lives. We pray to the Lord. For all of us gathered here, May our faith in our loving Father be nurtured through the blessings we receive. We pray to the Lord. And for those who have died in a special way, Samantha Garcia, Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Delia Farias, Ruben Moreno, Frank Garza Jr., Natavidad Noyola, Romana Noyola, Aparo Cantu, Denise Fali, Bertha Rascon, and Maria del Refugio Rascon. May God grant them a place at the eternal feast in his kingdom. We pray to the Lord. And for the intentions that we now offer in the silence of our hearts. We pray to the Lord.
Heavenly Father, as we await the glory of your kingdom in eternity, help us to listen to your word and lead lives worthy of your Son. Grant this and all our prayers that we ask you through your Son, Jesus Christ. pray, dear sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept your sacrifice for the praise and glory of his name, for our good of all his holy church.
Accept, O Lord, we pray, the sacrifices instituted by your commands, and through the sacred mysteries which we celebrate with dutiful service, graciously complete the sanctifying work by which you are pleased to redeem us. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you laid the foundations of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonders to rule in your name over all you have made. And forever praise you in your wonderful works through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you, and it's in joyful celebration we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith.
We proclaim the Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
And now together we pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom and the power and the glory of God.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your
to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my room. Go only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Father Peter Lisadro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with His love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.